Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
You ever called somebody who has kids? You ever done that? That's brilliant. They'd be mid-conversation, they go, yeah, yeah, put that down! It's like they're possessed. You know, yes, absolutely. Get out now, Damien! Or you'll be on the phone to your best friend, and they, instead of saying goodbye, they go, ah, okay, bye. Bye! What's that, ill sheep?
Six on the wake up call. Here we are. Oh boy, oh boy. It is Tuesday. Feels like a Monday.
Yeah.
Feels like the Mondayest Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta tell you, Kevin, didn't wanna come in today.
Why?
Just didn't wanna. I don't know. Just felt like I can't describe it. Just felt like icky this morning.
Yeah.
Like gross.
The weather.
I guess.
Just want to be in the warm bed.
I don't know. So, but anyway, though, I had a great weekend. I was down in San Diego over the weekend. We're going to be talking about that coming up later on. Did you see any of the pictures that I posted?
I don't want to talk to you about that yet.
Why?
Because they were so mean.
Who?
You put my picture, my face on a monkey.
I forgot I did.
And I think it was an emu too?
No, it was a meerkat.
Oh my. I was like, okay, you know what? I'm not even going to feed into this. I'm just going to ignore it because he did it. He did it at me. He didn't even tag. You didn't even tag me.
No, should I have?
You shut up.
All right. Okay.
But seeing it, that. Clicking your story, going through it, I was like, oh, ew, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But yeah, we're going to get into some of the stories from my trip down to San Diego later on in the show. Kevin, how was your weekend? Good?
So good.
Yeah.
I did National Popcorn Day at Cinemark.
How was that?
It was, okay, people aren't very creative with their buckets that they bring.
Well, I saw a lot of people online were just using buckets.
Yeah, just dumb.
Yeah.
It made me look embarrassed bringing in a big, big, like, beach bag.
Okay.
It was gallons.
With a handle?
With the handle.
Were they monitoring how much popcorn you were allowed to have?
I didn't see, but I saw some movie theaters have like this little cutout thing where you have to stick your bag through to see if it fits.
Oh.
Mine worked.
Okay. Where'd you go? Which Cinemark?
Cinemark in Elk Grove, Laguna 16.
Okay.
She did about like 15 scoops of popcorn.
So the workers, the employees mm-hmm. of Cinemark, did they seem like they were enjoying this National Popcorn Day? Where if you don't know, what was it, Sunday?
It was Sunday, I think, yeah.
You could bring, within reason, almost anything you wanted, and it was as much popcorn as you wanted.
400 gallons.
400?
Yeah, is that a lot?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh.
And you could get all the popcorn that you could fit in it, I guess, you know, and a lot of people took part in it. See, I definitely would have done it had I had been here. So, okay, so...
Some people just went in, just got the popcorn and then left.
Why?
That's what I said.
What are you doing with that?
I guess they took some to go home and watch TV.
That's weird.
That's dumb, yeah.
So then, but the employees, did they seem like they were having fun with it, or were they, like, really put out?
My employee that got me was really fun.
Okay.
She had so much. She was like, this is the biggest thing I've ever seen. You guys really killed it.
Maybe she was matching your energy.
I loved it. Oh, my God. Yes.
All right. Maybe.
Yes.
And was everybody in the movie theater, like, having, like, just big things of popcorn and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of... I can't even look at popcorn anymore.
No, I get it.
Like, yesterday I went to Globetrotters.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat popcorn. And we got bottomless bucket.
Oh, why would you do that? 2 days in a row? Bottomless popcorn?
Galloway likes popcorn.
Your nephew?
Yeah.
Okay. Get him one.
No, we have... It's only $5 more for bottomless, and he eats like a machine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a lot of fun at that. I want to switch gears for a second. A lot of people are upset. A lot of people are upset.
Okay.
And taking to the internet to blast Chick-fil-A.
Why?
Well, it's because they changed their French fries.
The waffle fries are gone?
No. Waffle fries are still there, but
oh,
look.
Oh, goodness.
Man, you look like you were tearing up there for a second. God,
that's the best part about Chick-fil-A.
But they don't taste the same.
Why would they do this?
I don't know. Apparently, there was a plan last summer that Chick-fil-A thought about getting rid of their waffle fries and switching over to normal cut fries.
Ew.
Thank God they didn't do that.
Right.
Okay, but what they did do is what they consider a minor change, and they started using pea starch from peas.
Okay.
And it was an effort to keep them crispier or make them crispier.
Okay.
Well, people are furious. And let me tell you, I had Chick-fil-A recently.
Okay.
After this change happened, and I had a fry.
And?
Couldn't tell a difference.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to tell you this. If you can tell the difference between this pea starch change in Chick-fil-A fries and you're furious about it, you've got to get a grip on your life. Am I alone in thinking that? First of all, you have too much fast food.
Well, sure.
Or at the very least, too much Chick-fil-A.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I only have Chick-fil-A when... our buddy Coach from the location off 50
yeah.
brings it in.
Yes.
So I don't have any kind of loyalty to the fries, really.
Okay.
Okay. However, when I used to drink energy drinks.
Did I miss this era?
Yeah,
when was this?
I did.
My Go Girl era.
Oh, the Go Girl. Yeah.
Okay.
Are they still around?
Not the original flavor.
Okay. All right.
They've got other, like, peach. It's like, get out of my... effing face.
Right. Holy cow. All right, go ahead.
Well, it's bringing up a lot of rough memories.
Come down off the ledge,
Katie.
No, Katie.
Come
down.
Here's what happened. One day I cracked one open and I was like, oh, this is going to be so good. And they had changed the recipe. Something was different. And have I been the same since? It doesn't feel like it.
Well, you haven't been drinking Go Girl since.
No, I don't.
Okay. So you noticed the change in the recipe for Go Girls.
Yes.
Did you ever have a moment, though, where you thought to yourself, maybe I'm having too many Go Girls?
Oh.
Why would I think that?
I don't know. Because if you know.
Because I can taste the difference of something?
Maybe. I don't know what the difference was with those. Maybe it was a major change. This is a different kind of starch.
But does it change the flavor?
Apparently, it just makes it crispier.
Okay.
Don't we
see,
want
I think
fries?
In that instance, that's like saying my Go Girl was colder. So I don't think that that would be a problem.
Chick-fil-A is so. Receiving so much from this that they put something on their website for people to go to complain about.
Wait,
it.
Wait, really?
Yes. The main difference is the fries are now coated in this pea starch to keep them crispier longer. This is what they are saying on their website, but they claim they still have the same great taste. Well, a lot of people disagree with that, okay? Kevin, you're the fast food expert.
Yes, I am, and I know how to fry.
Oh, yep. Okay. Congratulations.
Uh-huh. Braggy.
So how do you feel about this? I mean, doesn't this happen all the time?
Yeah, but I feel like I need to taste it. Because pea starch, I don't know if that's going to make it crispier. I'm tried and true corn starch to fry things.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm Asian.
Oh, I didn't know
Asians love corn starch fries.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Okay, I didn't
it's
know
delicious.
That.
Thank
right.
you.
They should take after us.
It's okay. I don't think I'm allowed to say that. No, they shouldn't.
I will say this, and this makes me feel really bad for Chick-fil-A. Okay. Apparently, everything Chick-fil-A posts now on social media is being flooded with comments of people furious about the French fry change. Bring back the old fries, one comment says. The fries are no good anymore. How effing dare you?
Okay.
Not censored, by the way.
What's hysterical to me is the fact that people are so passionate that they will, that they, A, follow Chick-fil-A on social media.
Right.
Okay? Grow up and get a life. Number two, that they're like, I'm gonna tell them how I feel.
Right, yeah.
And thinking that anybody would ever see that.
So, and maybe you missed this too over the holidays. Chick-fil-A just launched their new streaming service.
Oh, that's right.
You heard me say that right. They have a streaming service.
Yeah.
And all of their shows are like whimsical and family oriented and stuff like that. The first video I pulled up on Chick-fil-A's Instagram is about their show, Dreamlight Valley or something like that, or like, come and have a happy chicken valley or whatever it's called.
Okay.
These comments. Remember, it's about a children's show. My vote is to bring back the original fries. Signature member here that hasn't been back since the fry change.
Whoa.
Another comment. The new fries are giving that random convenience store you stop at on a road trip vibe.
Wow.
We have got to get... When there's so many... Maybe this is what happened.
Okay.
Everything is so bad right now that we need to micro-focus.
Okay.
That we need to tune out all the things we can't control and try to focus on things that we can, such as bringing back the French fries. And we consider that when they do this, we'll consider that a victory.
Okay.
And things like climate change, we just tune out.
I feel that my opinion towards Chick-fil-A's fries are very similar to me trying to fix climate change.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
We need you to call 916-909-1065 because we're in a debate here. Katie went to Tahoe over the weekend and she stayed in an Airbnb. Checkout was at 10 a.m. What happened at 10 a.m.?
I'll tell you what happened. Actually, at 10:03.
This is going to shock you. Shock you.
Knock on the door. Cleaning people. ready to come in and flip the place. Now, you're probably thinking, oh, they must have had somebody else coming in that same day. Nope. I looked it up. I could have rented it for another 6 days because it was still available.
Mm-hmm.
We were loaded up and in the car. Now, we're packing everything in the car, walking through the snow. So it's like extra difficult. We were on the road at 10:14.
Okay.
But they were still there at 10:03 expecting us to be gone. Now, I told you guys this, and you're like, okay, but you were supposed to be out at 10.
Right.
Well, Kevin said that.
Well, right. Okay.
I'm Kevin a little bit more on the fence about this.
That's true. Kevin said that. But you didn't disagree with him. You just asked me questions.
Well, when they give you a checkout time, you got to be out by then.
Okay. If you are somebody that has rental properties, okay, you are in the human business.
I would say you're in the real estate business.
No, you're dealing with people. And sometimes things happen with people. So to give people a grace period of at least 15 minutes seems more than reasonable, especially because for an Airbnb, not all of them, but this one, my checkout instructions were haul all the garbage out, take all the sheets off of all the beds, put them in the washing machine, start the washing machine, load the dishwasher.
What?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Start the dishwasher.
That's ridiculous.
So it's not like we could just like at 9:45 pack up and leave. I had to do half their work for them, which I'm happy to do. It's fine. What if I got diarrhea?
Okay.
Oh, wow. We're doing a lot of what ifs.
That is a plot twist.
What if something happened that was just
I'm sure if the cleaning people showed up and you shouted from the bathroom, not a good time! I'm sure they'd
be a
little bit more understanding. But Kevin, you say 10 a.m., hard out.
Right. Start cleaning up at 9 if you have to do all those instructions. Because I've stayed at Airbnbs before where we had to do all that. We planned ahead and made sure we got everything done before checkout at 10.
Now you're saying also that the grace period that Katie's talking about for 15 minutes starts at 9:45.
Right, exactly.
All right, so 916-909-1065 is the number you can call or text us. We'd rather you called. Let's talk to Cassandra. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've heard the story. What do you think? 10 a.m., when do you check out?
I would get out by 8, but that's usually at a hotel. Airbnb, yeah, you start cleaning up by 8.
Right, see?
You would leave 2 hours before checkout?
Yes, I don't want them knocking at the door like what they did to you.
Okay, girl, you are not getting your money's worth.
Wow, 2 hours
you
early.
You are not getting your money's worth.
That
also,
is intense.
The fact that, like, I started packing everything up at 8:30 while I was also making my family breakfast and trying to get everybody dressed and get your
Wait
shoes.
A
Where are your
Hold
shoes?
Hold on a second. You were packing and making. What was your husband doing?
Right. He took the kids out to play in the snow one last
You're
time.
You're leaving.
Right.
Okay, I would say that that is the problem. You don't get to do stuff on your last day.
I wanted them. I wanted him to take them out because it was making my life easier.
Katie, here's some of the text messages. You're not going to like this. This one is on your side. I'm with Katie. We always wait until 9:45 to ask for a late checkout. You could try to do that. Can you do that at an Airbnb?
You can, but they
Who
usually
do you even call?
Don't respond.
Somebody else said, the rule is 10 a.m. Like the night before, you should start putting everything together. Plan ahead. Do some things ahead of time. And this person just said flat out, Airbnbs aren't even worth it anymore. Let's talk to somebody on the phone. It's Joey. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I'd say that when it comes down to if you really like the place you're staying, then it would determine whether I'm going to be out of there right at the hard 10 or not, because obviously we're also rated as a tenant there. I know that they also look at that as well. And, you know, and as a customer, you're looking around to see whether, you know, do I need to do all of those sheets and clean. So that's why I'll continue scrolling to look at a place where maybe I don't have to do that.
I don't mind doing those things. I really don't. If I get a knock on my Airbnb rating, I will be outraged because I have a perfect score. And I'd also like to say one more thing.
Go ahead.
Doctors let you have a 15-minute grace period.
Wow.
Okay? And they've got master's degrees.
All right. I think they have more than that. I would doctorates. Hope doctors have a PhD.
You know what? I'm frazzled. 106.5
The End. It's the Wake Up Call. So, commercial, we've got TVs on in the studio, and there is a commercial that came up for gold. Okay.
Oh, it's the gold one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was people, and I looked at Kevin, who is always having money problems. He's not in the studio at the moment. And I said, Kevin, have you ever thought about buying money?
Right. And it's like to collect coins and stuff.
I guess so.
Okay.
It's an investment. And he goes, he got so offended. And we're watching the commercial and we're having a discussion. And then at the end of the commercial, because there's a lot that could be said. First of all, you get stacks of gold coins like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Right. That's fun.
So, Kevin, it's better than a Bitcoin. You know,
something you can hold in your hand.
Yeah. Clink it together.
Yeah.
Put it in a little velvet sack. Throw it at people.
Yeah.
Bring me the girl, you know? And then at the end of the commercial. They hit us with an in memoriam title card of Chuck Woolery and the year he was born and then the year he died.
Right.
Which apparently was in 2024.
In the end of November 2024.
What?
Did anybody know that?
Has there ever been an in memoriam in a television commercial?
Not that I've ever seen. And what a rough way. Like, do you... Okay, here's what I love. I love that. Not that he's dead. Don't do big wide eyes at me.
Okay.
Okay. I love that he's clearly been their spokesperson for a while.
A while.
Okay. And rather than just cutting new commercials and getting a new spokesperson because we've lost Chuck.
Yeah.
They're like, well, people are gonna think he's back from the dead.
Right.
How are we gonna make sure people don't think he's a ghost?
Right.
Answer is
yeah.
Well, let's just tell people. Let's just like remind people. No. We know he's dead.
Right. At the end of this commercial, don't worry. We'll tell people again. He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know that.
He's not a hologram.
No. Right.
He's dead.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single like Flo from Progressive. Okay. I love Progressive commercials.
Yeah, they're very funny.
They're so funny, and I think she's a delight. And if you ever want to Google the story behind her and all the people in those commercials, I think you should do it because it's fascinating. She's a human being, so she's going to die one day.
Yeah.
Okay? I've been mentally preparing myself my whole life for this moment. Okay? When she does, Kevin's back in the studio now. We're talking about you buying coins. Okay?
Oh, great.
Okay, and now we're talking about Chuck Woolery. When Flo from Progressive passes away,
yeah,
I do not want that mentioned in a Progressive ad.
You want them to just keep playing in perpetuity.
Exactly.
Okay.
I want the Progressive to continue on and never acknowledge Flo's death.
Okay.
You know why? Because it's not good for a sales pitch of anything, even caskets. I don't think that even a casket commercial at the very end of it should show a dead person, which they did in the gold commercial.
But the dead person is hosting the commercial.
I know, but still.
It does make you think like, well, what happened to Chuck's gold?
Great question.
Right? Like, okay, now what? Who got it?
Who inherited the Charles Woolery Foundation of gold coins?
And do they get to, like, is somebody getting paid for him to be in the commercials?
That's also a good point.
Because prior to his death, that means he would have been being paid.
Right. These are all questions that we can't answer.
Look up the Woolery Estate.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So you went on a date with Gretchen, and what did you and Gretchen do? Where'd you go?
Well, we met on Hinge. We went out to like a nice dinner, Italian restaurant.
Okay.
And it was amazing. I loved the date. It was like probably one of the best dates I've ever had.
Wow.
At least for first dates.
Okay.
And when I came home after the date, I noticed that she unmatched me on Hinge.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez. By the time you got home?
Kevin, can you accidentally unmatch somebody on Hinge?
Yes, and it completely takes you off their matches. You can't see them.
Okay, that's great news.
No, I understand that, but I also, like, texted her, and my messages, like, came back, like, not delivered.
All right, well, here's the good news. She didn't block us. So we have her on hold. We're going to tell her why, and then you'll be able to hear us talk to her. Then we're going to conference you guys together. We're going to try to save this, okay?
Oh, okay, great.
All right, Mike, I'm going to put you on hold. He's now on hold. Let's pick up Gretchen. Good morning, Gretchen.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Gavin and Katie here from the Wake Up Call, and you're on something called the Second Date Update. We just got done talking to Mike, and Mike told us that he went on one of the best dates he's ever been on, and you're not going to believe this. It was with you. So he said that you unmatched him on Hinge after the date. Was that accidental?
No, that wasn't an accident.
Okay. And did you block him from texting you?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Now, I feel like before we conference you guys together, do we have, like, your permission to do that?
I'm glad you're asking.
If you're blocking a man from texting you, I want to be respectful and not... You know, can we have a conversation together with Mike at some point?
I mean, I just blocked him because it was awkward, and I didn't really want to have the conversation.
Okay. So what happened? Are you saying the date was awkward? Are you saying he was awkward, or just you didn't want to have the talk was awkward?
Well, the date was fine. I mean, he's a really nice guy. It was a little awkward. I thought he was kind of strange.
Okay. What made him strange?
Well, we went out to dinner, and he drove because my brother was borrowing my truck.
Okay.
And, you know, nothing extreme, just kind of awkward. And on the drive back to my house, he kept, like, slapping himself in the face.
He kept what?
Really hard. Like, he was slapping himself in the face really hard.
He was slapping his own face.
In a way that, like, you felt that he, like, on purpose? Or was this something that was out of his control?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It was definitely on purpose. It was really hard, so I asked him what he was doing. And he said he was starting to get sleepy, and so he was slapping himself to wake himself up.
We have to talk to Mike. Mike, you are back on with us. What is happening?
I don't know. I can't remember what she's talking about.
You don't remember slapping your own face?
Not really.
Okay.
I didn't think it was possible for this to get worse.
I'm so flustered because I just wasn't expecting that.
I was in the army, and that was a technique. If you're tired, you slap yourself in the face. So it could have possibly been true. I wasn't actually that sleepy. I mean, I was just a little tired.
But
so
okay, wait. So does that mean that you do remember doing it?
I mean, once. I didn't do it. Like, I wasn't, like, beating the crap out of myself.
It was more than once.
Okay, well, I mean, like, what, do you want me to crash the car?
No! There are alternatives to hitting yourself!
Just to be clear, do you have, like, a sleep disorder? Like, because to be that sleepy after dinner...
I don't know. Nobody diagnosed me. Like, I just don't think it's weird.
Okay.
Just imagine if I started slapping myself repeatedly out of nowhere and how you would feel, Mike. Like, it's weird.
Yeah, but if I'm tired and I'm driving, I was just trying to wake myself up.
Right, yeah, Gretchen, you left that part out. Gretchen, I get it, and we could probably let you go. And Mike, I legitimately am a little bit concerned that, one, you're so tired and driving a car. Pull over, get a coffee.
I can picture if you're on some sort of a long road trip and it's late, like, doing that. It's just on a first date, like... I guess my advice to Mike would be, like, know your audience.
I didn't think it was weird. So I don't know.
Right, right, that's a good point.
Well, we're here to tell you it is weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
It's weird.
But yeah. Just, I think that moving forward, just know your audience could be some good advice to you. like she said, I do think you're a nice guy.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I feel slapped in the face. It's a second date update.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
The fires are still going on in LA, and they are really bad, like historically bad. And I'm not saying this in any way to like say like, isn't this terrible? This is a very minor issue. But this weekend, I was supposed to fly down for the Critics' Choice Awards.
Oh, yeah.
They did move it. As of right now, the Critics' Choice Awards are moved 2 weeks later. And I'm just kind of annoyed.
Oh.
As a voting member of the Critics' Choice, that they didn't also give us two more extra weeks to watch movies.
Oh, who cares about that? I want
to
hear.
It's just like I'm trying to get through all the movies, guys, and I'm cramming to do it.
Okay, well then if
give us two more weeks.
How much time did they give you?
Months.
Okay, then I don't want to hear about that.
Right.
what I want to hear about is, were you able to change your flight?
Oh my God, Kate.
Because usually you guys drive down, which I always think is so
awful,
bonkers.
It's awful. The reason we drive from Sacramento to effing Santa Monica for the Critics' Choice Awards in the wintertime over the grapevine.
Oh, I know you're about to say.
Is because my wife has a fear that we both can't be plane because if we both die, our kids are orphans.
Okay, yeah.
She has a very profound fear about
this. She has always.
So in order to get me to agree to let us fly down, we have to fly on separate flights.
Right.
And we are.
Right. You guys booked.
No, Gavin booked.
Okay. Separate flights, same day, same location.
Yes.
Okay.
Close together times.
Of course.
That has made changing the flights a monumental pain in the ass. If you're just joining us, we're talking about how my wife and I go to the Critics' Choice Awards every year. Obviously, because of the fires, the Critics' Choice Awards have been moved 2 weeks later. So I had to move all of our flights. I'm a cheapskate.
Okay.
And I bought us the cheapest flights possible.
Sure.
When you buy the cheapest flights possible.
Oh, God. Oh, it doesn't give no you. Refund. Oh, God. You it can't, limits your ability to.
You can't
do
change
things.
The flights. You can't cancel the flights. Like, it honestly seems like a racket, and I'm not even sure how it's legal. But yeah, that's the situation when you buy the cheap flights.
That's right.
And that's what I did.
Oh, my.
Okay. I also booked them through Orbitz.
Oh, Gavin, you're never getting your money back.
Well. I don't want my money back. I just want my flight moved.
I think they will still do that.
Because of the wildfires.
Okay.
I was able to move my flight.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
I moved my flight from this Sunday to 2 weeks from now, and that was on Delta. Because Delta has a policy where because of a crisis or natural disaster, they will make an exception.
Oh, okay.
Well, my wife's flight is not on Delta. It's on American. And guess who doesn't give a damn about wildfires, hurricanes, death in the family? I asked them all of this stuff. American Airlines.
Wow, that's not very American at all.
No.
Or actually, it kind of is.
Relax.
Okay. So what I did was I actually purchased my wife another flight.
Okay.
Okay, the one that I would have changed it to. I'm like, okay, before this fills up, I'm just going to take that flight.
Okay.
Because that would be a huge problem. Now I need to try to get my money back, which is actually probably going to be harder. And they sent me a link to an application where I now have to go through an appeals process.
Yes, you do.
To some board at American Airlines.
It's just a person.
And explain why I should have my money back. And I have to tell them, well, I know I booked the flight that you warned me several times about. I can't get my money back or cancel or change.
Right.
That being said, where I'm flying to is on fire.
Right.
So I can't.
Oftentimes, too, if you've gone through a third party.
Yeah.
Airlines make it even harder.
Well, now I'm going directly through the airline.
Oh, now you are. Okay.
Because Orbitz is like, we can't do anything for you.
And I was
like,
supposed to go to Mexico April of 2020.
Oh, God.
And it was booked through Orbitz. And it sounds like policies have changed a little bit. But, I mean, I was told under no uncertain terms, I'm sorry. The answer is no.
So did you just lose that money?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the resort money. We lost all of it. Gone.
Wow.
And then at one point they were like, well, we could give you a credit. And I'm like, when will we be able to travel again? They're like, I'm like, do I have a time limit on this? They're like, absolutely.
That's great. Somebody texted in and said, Gavin, a little suspicious that you booked your flight on Delta and your wife's on American, where the doors fly off the plane.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So anyway, stand by, I guess. My God.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Swearing at work.
Yep.
How many people do you think it is acceptable to do?
How many people think it is?
Yes. Like, give me a percentage. I would say profanity is accepted in the hallways here, in meetings.
How many people do you think here?
No. I don't have those statistics.
Oh, okay. I would say 37%.
Think that it is fine.
Yeah.
I say 57.
You've worked in this industry for too long.
Yeah. So you think 2/3 of Americans, you say 1/3 of Americans.
Yes.
One of you is right.
Who?
Katie.
Yeah.
Wow. Only 1/3 of Americans say that it is acceptable to use profanity at work. Can I say something that is going to shock you? By the way, you can text in your thoughts to this or call us 916-909-1065. I think that it's better to not swear at the workplace.
Why? What?
Because it can make people uncomfortable without realizing it. Like, for instance, I go to Orange Theory Fitness.
Okay.
The playlists that they play are clean playlists. They do not have swearing in it.
Got it.
Well, there was one guy who used to work there who would put on a playlist. And I don't think he did it on purpose, but if it was an unclean playlist that had swearing in it, he wouldn't turn it off. He would just say, well, we're all adults here.
Okay.
And I would like look around at the people that were there, and there were like sometimes like grandmothers there and like,
but see,
not everybody, like just assuming that you're over 18 doesn't mean that you're comfortable with like hearing a song talk about swearing and stuff like that, or using swearing.
But obviously, you have to know your audience. I wouldn't swear the same way in front of some people in this building. Like, there's this sweet guy named Charlie, okay? Mm-hmm. And Charlie's early 70s? Okay. I wouldn't talk the same way in front of him as I would some other people.
I see what you're saying.
Right? Like,
so now imagine, okay, Charlie is one of the people at that Orange Theory Fitness class.
But see, in that instance, you can't pick and choose who is hearing the swear words. Now everybody has to hear the swear words.
Right. And
it's different.
But he made the assumption, though, like, oh, we're all adults here. It's fine. I was getting secondhand cringe. Now I'm fine hearing swearing, but I was getting secondhand cringe from other people because I'm an empath.
Okay. Right. I think that the difference is that became a one size fits all, as opposed to you have to be strategic about who you call a bitch, you know?
Okay, so right. What now? Let's say, using the same example, sweet Charlie.
Yeah.
Will cradle his head in your arms.
Yeah.
Okay. He's in a meeting with a bunch of people that you also are very comfortable with swearing.
Okay.
And swear words are flying around, but Charlie's sitting there.
Okay.
What do you do?
I would probably dial it back a little bit.
Because of one person in the room.
Sure.
Kevin, what about you?
I wouldn't hold back.
We got a text message to 916-909-1065. I got in trouble for swearing because one person felt uncomfortable.
Okay. I have to ask a question. What was the situation that a swear word made somebody uncomfortable? Are you saying to another person in the room, F you, in an aggressive way?
It's aggressive.
Okay, that's one thing. If it's like you're ball busted with something and you go, this effing guy.
Right.
Is that, if you're a grown up, is that making you uncomfortable?
It might.
Okay. Well, then maybe you need to like check in with yourself.
Kevin, how do you feel about that?
I say bitch all the time.
Yes,
so
you do.
You say it so often, it's not even considered a swear word anymore.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe my radar is off. I say it too much that I don't care if people get cringe about it.
Other text messages we're getting into 909-1065. All those swears must work with me. I work in the construction industry, and I don't swear, and I hate it.
Now, why? I would like to know, why do you hate it? If you aren't the one doing it, why do you hate it?
Because it makes you uncomfortable.
But I'd like to know why.
Yeah.
Like when people swear around my mom, it makes me uncomfortable.
But your mom isn't uncomfortable.
She might be.
She's not.
She might be.
I know. I'm telling you, she is a full grown up lady and she can take it.
But she might be.
You have decided that for her.
She's my mommy.
Okay. All right.
Don't do that to my mommy.
Ew, Gavin, stop saying mommy.
Somebody else texts in, I think it depends on the location more than the people. Yeah, you're probably right about that.
This is an entirely different topic, but I think you infantilize your mother.
Okay, we don't have any more time for this. What are your thoughts?
And
keep them coming
she hears
in.
Me say
you're going to make me swear is what's going to happen. 909-1065.
1065, the end. Confident.
Yeah, I know that.
He's cocky.
Bitch, my hair looks good today.
He thinks he's smarter than you.
Mm-hmm. There's no way you could have got that question right.
It's, are you smarter than Kevin?
That's right. We are playing with Kevin today with, are you smarter than Kevin? Katie had to step out for a second. So we're letting the big guns come in here, as they say.
Is that me?
And not afraid to take you on is Sierra. Good morning, Sierra.
Good morning.
Jackpot is up to $340. How about that? That's incredible. Kevin's going to leave the studio. I've got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
I'm so nervous.
You're nervous? Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. All right, Kevin is out of the studio. Here we go. Question one. Yesterday was the inauguration of Donald Trump. He got right to work on executive orders such as ending birthright citizenship, raising prescription drug prices for Medicare and Medicaid people, pulled us from the Paris Climate Accord again and the World Health Organization. He also pardoned 1,500 insurrectionists. Spell the word inauguration.
Oh, geez. I-N-A-U-G-U-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Alrighty, question two. Elon Musk was one of the speakers at Donald Trump's inauguration and dropped Jaws when he appeared to give a Nazi salute during the speech. Twice. He said that that's not what he was doing, though. He was just waving to the audience. You can decide for yourself by texting the word WAVE, W-A-V-E, to 909-1065. Who was the leader of the Nazi Party?
Hitler?
That's right. Question three. The NCAA championship was last night with Notre Dame taking on the Ohio State University for the first time after a proper set of playoffs. And OSU won with the final score 34-23. What is Ohio State's mascot?
Oh, geez. I have no idea.
All righty. Question four. If you watch the sensation known as the Great British Baking Show, Sierra, do you watch that show?
No.
Oh, boy. It is a delight. But you know the comedian Noel Fielding is the best part of the show. It was rumored that he was not going to return to the show. However, he confirmed that he will still be part of the Great British Baking Show. What do British people call cookies?
Biscuits?
All righty. And question five, Vanessa Bryant, the widow of Kobe Bryant, is giving back to L.A. amid the massive need for aid to the fires, which are still burning, by the way. She's donating 80,000 pairs of sneakers to anyone who needs them. If 16,000 families get the 80,000 pairs of shoes, how many pairs does each family get?
Oh, geez. I can't do that kind of math in my head.
5.
All righty. Please bring Kevin back in here. And Sierra, where are we off to this morning?
I am going to work.
You're going
to pain management office.
Where do you work?
Spine and nerve.
Oh, this.
What are we owing?
Okay, so Sierra, I know Sierra.
Okay.
She works at the spine doctor that I go to for my bad back.
Oh, that's exciting. Wow, what a small world.
I'm going to be coming in there on Friday, by the way.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
All right, okay. I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Question one. Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Remember, you're defending $340. Yesterday was the inauguration of Donald Trump. He's president again, and he got right to work on some executive orders ending birthright citizenship, raising prescription drug prices for Medicare and Medicaid people, pulled us from the Paris Climate Accord, and he also pardoned 1,500 insurrectionists. Spell inauguration.
Inauguration. I-N-A-U-G U-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Wow. Yes. Slay. Took us a bit, but we got there.
Slay.
Question two. Elon Musk was one of the speakers at the rally. Did you see this clip?
Which one?
Of him allegedly or appearing to give the Nazi salute.
Yes.
During it.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think it was a Nazi salute, or do you think it was
it
just
looks like it.
It does kind of look like mm-hmm. it. Again, decide for yourself by texting the word WAVE, W-A-V-E, to 909-1065. Who was the leader of the Nazi party?
Hitler.
Yeah.
Adolf.
Not to be confused with any other Hitler.
Right.
Question three.
Sure.
The NCAA championship was last night with Notre Dame taking on the Ohio State University. And Ohio State won. Did you watch the game, Kevin?
No.
It was exciting. It looked like it was going to be a blowout. And Notre Dame staged a late game comeback. But final score, 34-23.
Okay.
What is Ohio State's mascot?
Oh, the gold miners. I don't watch college basketball.
The Buckeyes.
What are those?
They are nuts.
Okay. Wow. Pick a different mascot.
They're poison nuts.
Oh, you got me.
Right. Question four. Do you watch the Great British Baking Show, Kevin?
Yes.
Isn't it delightful?
It's fun.
There's just something about it that's just so peaceful.
That one guy is really funny.
Noel Fielding.
Yes.
Okay, well, there was a rumor that he wasn't going to do the show anymore.
Oh.
But it was confirmed he is.
Okay.
Yeah. What do British people call cookies?
Biscuits.
That's right.
Well, I said it in a southern accent, though. Yeah. I was trying to do a British.
Oh, yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know.
And question five, Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's widow, is giving back to L.A. amid the massive need for aid. She is donating 80,000 pairs of sneakers to anyone who needs them. Question, if 16,000 families get the 80,000 pairs of shoes, how many pairs of shoes does each family get?
Oh, boy. Okay, let's make this easier. Drop the zeros.
Dropping the zeros. All right.
5.
Wow. Yes.
It's easier to make it into lesser numbers.
I see. Yes. You hear that, everybody out there? Kids, make them into lesser numbers. Get rid of the zeros.
Yes.
Sierra, are you there?
I am here.
All righty. Final score. You both got 4.
Oh, my God.
It's a tie with the tie going to Kevin. Impressive, though. That was very impressive, Sierra, okay? But what is it you should tell everybody?
Thank God I'm just as smart as Kevin.
Yes, but you work for the spine place.
Right.
That's better.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
I've got great news, everybody. Kevin from the Wake Up Call will never be a drug dealer.
We've been talking about it behind the scenes, and he won't be a drug dealer. What was the reason you said?
Because everyone wants to be one, And I said it's not a lucrative business.
Oh, he said, yeah, it's not a lucrative business.
And then you said I would get beat up for my drugs.
And which
I
said, you would. Which you would.
No, I could defend myself.
You couldn't handle it.
Yes, I can.
At the very least, you would get mugged for your drugs.
Mugged?
Yeah.
I'll fight somebody.
Kevin, she could beat you up right now.
No,
she
can't. Right now.
No, she can't.
Watch me.
Don't come near me. Katie! Don't mug me! I can't hurt a woman! That's not fair.
Wow.
Okay, Kevin.
Okay.
At the very least, a woman could mug you.
Well, because I have morals. I'm not going to hit a woman.
Okay. You're morals. You're a drug dealer in this fantasy scenario.
It's a business.
Selling drugs.
A street pharmacist.
What kind of a drug dealer are you?
Whatever you want, what you need, what's
right,
your
exactly.
pains.
Right, exactly. Okay, so yeah.
I find out what the pains is and I prescribe you.
I love that you get to know people.
Yes.
But you are morally corrupt in this scenario.
No, I'm not. I'm helping people feel better.
Well, sometimes it's addicting them to things.
Right. You're feeding their addiction.
I'm the type where if you're getting a little addicted, I'll let you know.
Okay. That's good.
That's good. You're going to cut people off?
Yeah, I'll let them know. All right, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the wellness.
Well, this is why it's not a lucrative business. Okay? But I think we just proved, though, that you're easily beaten up.
I guess send women at me to mug me. I can't do nothing.
What would you do if I came over there?
Oh.
You mug him, Gavin.
No.
Gavin, go.
I don't like this scenario.
Go ahead. You're not a woman.
Stop.
Go.
Gavin.
Come here, bitch.
I don't want to hit you. I'm pissed. You know what? Fine.
Okay, you cowering in a corner.
Which is how both scenarios ended. Right,
well, he came while very you strong.
Scream, I don't want to hit you.
You pretty
it's
much,
amazing.
You proved our point, by the way, that anybody can mug you.
I'm pissed.
We should bring in a kid. We should see what he would do if a kid.
He'd say the same thing. I don't want to hit a kid.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Who do you think you could beat up?
Oh, good question.
Honestly?
Or who would you be willing to beat up?
If it comes to fight or flight, I will swing.
Okay.
All right.
Like it has to be fight or flight.
Let me see you throw a punch.
Oh, that's a good idea. No.
So
come over here.
Okay.
Come over here. Katie, watch us, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to hold my hands up.
This is very visual.
I'm going to hold my hands up, okay?
Okay. Right. So far, Kevin is not doing anything that he's just opening his...
I'm in a stance.
Okay. I'm just saying your fists are so far apart, your face is so easily punchable right now.
I'm honestly shocked he's not tucking his thumbs in.
Okay.
All right. Punch my hands. How about... Let's just try one.
Okay.
Okay, all right, not bad. It's not bad.
See?
It's not bad. Now, you did have to, like, grit your teeth to do it.
That gives you strength. You're lucky I didn't go, aya!
Okay, all right. He did, yeah, it was a lot. It was much like he was punching my hand. It was a board of wood.
There was a lot of the body motion told me you definitely did the children's karate.
Right.
I'm so mad at both of you.
Why?
I'm not going to protect you if we're on the street.
Wow, that's really mean, Kevin. I'm a woman.
If it makes you feel better, we would never ask you to.
Okay.
It wouldn't even cross my mind.
Just wait when it happens. You're going to be like, Kevin, you should have swung. No.
If anybody were to ever attack us and you were with us, it would be, Kevin, run!
Right.
Run!
Or Kevin, get back here because he's already run.
Go get help.
Yeah.
Get help.
Yeah, we would treat you like Lassie.
Right. Kevin, go tell Papa.
106.5, the end. It's the wake up call.
Well, a new study came out and found that coffee drinkers, do you think they live longer or live shorter lives?
Longer.
Why do you think shorter?
Shorter because you're ingesting a lot of caffeine and that rots your system.
Okay. Why do you think longer?
Because I've seen so many old people drinking black coffee with their dinner.
She's right about that. And she's right also that coffee drinkers live longer than non-coffee drinkers. However, there is now... an asterisk. There's a caveat to this that we now know more about.
If you go to Starbucks and basically get a milkshake, that's not coffee?
That didn't come up in the study.
Okay.
But I think that you don't need to be a scientist to know that that's not healthy.
Okay.
Yeah. If there's a dome on top of your coffee.
Right. So we got to stop calling that coffee.
So the whipped cream doesn't overspill the side. Probably not the best thing for you. You have to, in order for this stop, you drink coffee, you know, you live longer, you have to stop before noon. If you are somebody that drinks coffee after 12 p.m., that actually is not giving you benefits at all, okay, health-wise.
Do they say why?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, there's reason for that. So your morning coffee has a 16% lower risk of dying for any reason, which I think is interesting. 31% lower of dying from heart disease compared to a non-coffee drinker.
Interesting.
But the benefits disappear for people who drank coffee all day long. So having your last cup before noon could actually save your life. This is considered a moderate coffee drinker. And they actually don't in this article list the reasons why. I would imagine, though, that it's because not just the brain stimulation from the caffeine, but the chemical stimulation, I would imagine, from just like your circulatory system or everything else. It works. It jacks you up. But then you have to have an off ramp.
Right. You got to come down.
Yeah. And I would imagine if you're trying to sleep when you're all jazzed up, it's not good for you.
I don't know who's craving coffee. And I know that there are people.
Yeah.
But like the idea of craving coffee after 10. Okay, I'll give it noon. Like if you do a late breakfast.
Right.
But after 12 o'clock, I forget coffee exists by then.
Not my wife.
What do you mean?
Every day at like 3, 4, 4 o'clock, she like needs to have another cup of coffee.
What kind of coffee does she have?
She does keto. She's been on keto for years. And she gets a coffee from Starbucks with sugar-free vanilla and heavy cream.
Is it hot coffee or cold coffee?
Cold. And I've said it before. I'm pretty sure this is a sign that you're addicted.
It does seem like that's how addiction works.
When you're just walking around trying to figure out when you get your next fix.
Yeah.
You know? So
does it say like people that drink black coffee versus...
No, okay. It doesn't say anything. But I mean, the obvious answer there is black coffee is the healthiest of the options.
Sure.
I mean, adding a little bit of cream probably isn't the worst thing for you. But once you add anything to it, it's probably going to tick down.
I just do black coffee with a little bit of sugar.
I do black coffee too. Kevin, what's your drink?
Black coffee or cold brew.
You drink black coffee?
Yeah, I'm lactose.
When has that ever stopped
you? Yeah, here? I'm sorry. I have seen you drink some real light looking.
That's their fault. I always ask for soy. I don't know. They pour low fat milk.
Okay,
in
if you're adding soy milk or oat milk or something like that, that's not a black.
That's only if I get like flavored drinks. Like
okay,
a caramel
but I'm just
macchiato.
Letting you know that's not a black coffee.
I know what a black coffee is.
Okay.
Oh my God. Let me live.
Sorry.
Wow. You can tell you switched to tea today, my friend. You are ornery. So anyway, there you go. Text message came in. It's a good, valid question. What if you work the graveyard shift and your morning is 2 p.m.?
Ooh.
It's a good question. I would imagine that it corresponds with whatever your sleep time is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as long as you've got enough ramp down time to before you go to sleep, I would imagine you're doing okay. But listen, we're just doctors. We're just three doctors doing a doctor medical show. You know?
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
All right. We don't talk about The Masked Singer nearly enough on this show, probably because we can't understand why anybody watches it.
We have long called it a fever dream.
Fever dream that not only is so popular in America, it has spread around the globe. Like COVID. And we are going to be discussing who got voted off. So if you are a fan
of the UK version,
here's your spoiler. Okay. So this is in the UK, right?
Yes.
All right. It came down to, all right.
And I don't think that this is just the third week. This wasn't like the finale.
Right.
Okay.
And this is what happened in the last episode of Masked Singer UK.
The Masked Singer we like to save is Bear. All
right. Bear.
Okay, so Bear was saved.
Thank God.
This was a big upset. And it was a big upset for the person that was also up for elimination.
Who was toad in a hole.
Sorry, Toad. Toad in the hole is gone already.
Right, and what happened?
Toad in the hole stomped off the stage in anger. And Toad in the hole was none other than Macy Gray. But she is kind of a mainstay on Masked Singer. She's done Masked Singer US, Masked Singer Australia, and she is now on Masked Singer UK.
If you don't remember, Macy Gray sang this song.
Will they go from here?
Right.
Which was a great song. Still is a great song.
I believe that faith.
Okay. I try to walk away and I choke. It's a great song.
Now,
it was also her only song.
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, so you know what? Good for her. Run the Masked Singer circuit. I don't care.
I do.
Why?
There's nothing more pathetic than one, going on the Masked Singer.
Okay.
And then two, going on it two more times.
If you need money. There are worse ways to make it.
She can't become like a high school voice teacher or something like that.
I don't think with that voice.
What's wrong with Macy Gray's voice? It's good enough for Toad and Hole.
I know, but to be like, okay, everybody, now it's time to turn. We're going to learn about treble clefs.
Well, is this what she, I mean, I would much rather a teacher do that than have her, which by the way, have you Googled her costume?
Yeah.
She looks like it's a toad in a muffin.
That's what it looks like.
And she's wearing like a purple, half of its pirate costume, and the other one's like a chef hat. What the? What is happening on this show?
So what do you think you would be dressed as?
I have no, I can't, like I'm looking at some of these other costumes. One is just giant teeth.
There's something that looks like a bush, too.
There's someone another one that looks like, you know, when you twirl spaghetti with a fork? Like, that's what it is.
So it can literally be anything?
I guess so. I mean, I'm looking at Bear, who Toad and Hole was against. We're talking about Macy Gray getting eliminated from Masked Singer for the third time. And the bear looks like a bear, but it's also dressed like Queen Elizabeth with a frilly neck thing. And
I need to tell you. Somebody, more people go on Masked Singer than you think.
Oh, I know.
Do you know who is on the Masked Singer?
Well, that's a very broad question.
The late Bob Saget.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
And I killed him.
Right.
I don't know if that's the case. But... and he looks like he had a great time with that.
Well, how can you not? I mean, maybe they pay these people very handsomely. I'll tell you what. If you gave me $1 million, I would humiliate myself like this.
Oh, wow. Things are starting to turn around for you. Why don't you just become a vocal coach?
Listen, I'll do anything for money. You want to pay
so
me?
So will Macy Gray. You didn't like it for her.
I don't know. Your third time getting eliminated on The Masked Singer. Read the tea leaves, sis. We're sending you the message. We just don't want you to sing anymore.
But you keep bringing me back and giving me money. I'll keep coming every time.
I guess that's true. So what's next for her? Masked Singer South America? I don't know.
God, Masked Singer Canada.
Masked Singer Canada?
Yeah.
And we're saying goodbye to Moose.
I knew you were going to say Moose.
To Moose in a syrup bottle. Oh, there she goes. There goes Moose in a syrup bottle. Oh, Moose in
Moose
in a syrup bottle. Come back.
Come back.
Just say something. Oh, I think she's giving me the finger. I can't tell. It's a hoof.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We all like going to live entertainment, and Kevin did something that I don't know of anybody doing. And we're going to get into it. Kevin went to a rave alone.
So?
No, Kevin, not so.
Kevin went to a rave by himself.
So in a rave scene, a lot of people are very welcoming in your group, in their group. So if you go alone, you will find someone that you can connect to through music and just be with them.
Okay.
So since I knew that, I was all like, I can go to this rave by
okay,
myself.
Okay, so are you one of those people where if some rando
comes
up to your group, you're like, come join the group?
Yeah, come join the group. Hang out. We are listening to the same music. It's all plur.
It's all what?
Plur.
What's plur?
Peace, love, unity, and I forgot what the R was.
All right, so plur. Okay, yeah. So you were plurring it up.
Uh-huh.
And you thought, why can't I plur alone?
Yeah.
So what was the experience like?
It was awkward at first where I'm like just standing a bit, but like once you get into it, everyone's like a little drunk and everything. You're just like bobbing heads and stuff. It was great.
How do you know what group wants you to be part of their group?
Good question.
Well, okay. That's a good question.
Name tags.
Right. No, just I feel like the vibes. You just know the vibes.
The plur.
Yeah.
but you can't like talk to each other because it's too loud.
No, like it's all about headbanging. So you're like headbanging and like giving them the eyes and stuff, and then you like you get initiated in the group type of vibe.
But through eyes
and
heads.
Headbanging. And the vibe. Okay,
you can't stop just saying the vibe.
Right. The main thing is the music. The music, the atmosphere, your headbanging together, unison.
Okay.
Like, you know, synchronized swimming?
Right.
It's kind of like that, but headbanging.
Okay, so you went to a rave alone.
Uh-huh.
And you had a great time.
Great time.
And you did find your people there. Mm-hmm. And by people, I mean just like other people's groups that you were able
like
to assimilate to.
Different groups at different sets, too.
Were you rejected by anybody?
Ooh.
I did have a weird look, like I was trying to like, you know, get with their girls.
Oh, okay.
But, okay.
Yeah. That's why you gotta feel it.
You were headbanging and bopping with girls who were there with guys.
Uh-huh. And they were like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, uh-huh. Whoa.
That's our sweet, sweet honey.
Yes.
Okay.
This is very animalistic.
Is there dancing or just headbanging?
Yeah, dancing.
Did you dance with anybody?
Yes.
Really?
Big booty hoes.
So you dance with big booty hoes?
Yes.
Like grinding?
Yeah. You do at raves.
That's not what we saw. We went to a rave once and we didn't see that.
You were in the middle.
No,
I usually like the middle or the front.
We were in some sort of VIP area. With
yeah, they don't grind
so
in
VIP. Where we belong.
Okay, oh. Well. Did you kiss anybody?
No, okay. No kissing.
Okay.
But just you grinded.
Yes. And grabbing.
Really? What were you grabbing?
Consensual, though.
Well, of course.
Because I asked, I was like, do you want to dance? And they're like, yeah, sure.
And then what were you grabbing?
Booty.
What
else do you grab?
I don't know.
Do you know how to grind, Katie?
Maybe not.
Can you simulate on that stool right there what it looks like for you?
I am not going to simulate on a stool.
Well, I mean,
okay, then just do it in the air.
Do it in the air.
Okay.
Okay.
You just grab the waist.
Right.
Kind of like rotate.
Okay. All right. So you're
like rotating.
Yeah.
Sometimes she could take the lead, but then mostly I take the lead.
Now, that was pretty slow. Was this a slow jam rave?
It depends on the music. So it could be like, you know, sway music, or it could be hard style.
Okay, so show us what grinding. By the way, he was doing a very slow hula hip
not
movement.
Not a hula, it's a grind.
It was
you do
more
rotation.
Like a hula hoop.
No.
But very slow.
It's a hip rotation.
Okay,
type
so
of
hold
vibe.
Up before you sit down. Okay. If it's fast music,
I gotta feel it. I
okay.
don't know.
No,
that's not the music.
Oh, that's not the music?
I mean,
if we had known you were gonna go to a rave by yourself, we wouldn't have let you go.
Why? Yeah. I'm 30.
No.
Not in your head and your heart.
I'm 30. I can protect
your
myself.
Your body is 30. But you are, you're 17.
I get boyfriends jealous.
Okay, that's true. Because
they said, hey, she's with me. I was like, okay,
bro, sorry.
That's because
you have a 30-year-old body.
Right, yeah.
But in your brain and your heart, you're our son.
Those girls were looking at my body movements like, ooh, I want
He's
some
got
of
it.
That. Yes.
Okay. Well, no, they can't have that from my boy.
Mm-mm.
No.
My little man.
They're taking advantage of an underage boy's brain.
What?
We're glad you made it back, though.
Yes, it was so fun.
And text messages, by the way, Katie, have Kevin's back.
About what?
About going to one of them. There is literally nothing that I wouldn't rather do than have a good time alone at a rave.
Yeah.
So there you go.
See?
Plur. Okay.
Plur.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.